Hello, welcome to Sell Your Company for Maximum Value. I'm your host, Michael D. Rubin, and in the studio today, we have a very familiar face, our Chief Financial Officer, Jenny Swain. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yep. Secondly, we have a former client. I say former, Matt, but we just closed last week on a big landscaping company, been around 40 years here in the Metroplex. Congratulations on closing the transaction.
Thank you.
Peterson Landscaping, and welcome to the show. We'll get back to you right after we go over a chapter. Last week, we went over chapter 5 and chapter 6. Put your buyer hat on and surround yourself with experts. This week, we're going to cover the next two chapters of the book, our 10-step unique process and the art of finding the perfect buyer like Matt Ravello. So let's begin with talking about our 10-step unique process. This was a process that's been designed over 15 years, 225 closed transactions. Mm-hmm. It includes our 4K video. It includes our marketing packages that you put together so wonderfully.
Thank you.
And so as we go into that and we start looking at the 10 steps, it's important to note that some M&A firms don't have a process.
Right.
When we started in the business, we sent out raw financials. We really didn't know what we were doing in 2008. And over time, you develop people and systems. All right, so as we get into the 10-step unique process, step one is scheduling the discovery meeting. Mm-hmm. We get our potential business owners, baby boomers, people that want to retire. We get them from different sources. And as they call us, we really want to qualify and see if it's worth their time, worth our time. Then we call them in for what we call a discovery meeting at the corporate office there in Frisco, Texas. And the discovery meeting is a meeting. It's about an hour to hour and a half. And we have zero agenda. We make sure that we're prayed up and we're ready to meet with that business owner. And we want to hear their story, their value proposition, and most importantly, what their personal goals and objectives are.
And usually that's where you start. The first thing you do when you sit down with someone is you just say, tell me about what you want out of this. What's your goal?
That's right. Mm-hmm. What are your goals and objectives? And up front, I tell them, if we can't meet your personal goals and objectives, we don't want to be involved. We need to meet their goals and objectives, or we simply don't want to be involved. Step two, executing the listing agreement or engagement letter. It's a lot of our sellers will meet with us once, twice, maybe even three times before they're comfortable, we're comfortable, they're a fit for us, we're a fit for them, and we'll sign the engagement letter or letter of intent. Engagement letter or listing agreement.
Right, and hopefully they're vetting other potential brokers as well.
Correct, yeah.
You want them to go out and ask the question.
Absolutely, we don't think we're a slam dunk. We think our process does maximize the sale of their business, just about better than anybody, but absolutely, it's part of the book, selecting the right M&A firm. We covered that chapter a couple weeks ago. Step three, complete marketing package, 4K video, and third-party valuation. So here's a really important step. It's kind of interesting. We had a client just recently that just signed a listing agreement, and they got a welcome email from Vanessa, and it also went out to our third-party company. It went out to Tom Luciato, our VP of Video Production, and I'm sure you got the email
right.
as well.
I did.
Right?
I did. Yep.
I think that's a real streamlined process where they know as soon as they sign the engagement, welcome email hits, and the video team goes into motion, the third-party valuation team goes into motion, and you're starting to do what? To explain what you're doing as the chief financial officer.
Well, as part of that welcome email, they're also getting a link to complete a business profile. And so we work at their pace, so they can take their time and fill out that business profile. Once we get that back, I typically will follow up with additional questions,
right.
requests for information. We need tax returns. We need financial statements, things like that. And and then after that, we start to build the package.
Perfect. Perfect. Yep. And, that process takes 30, 45, 60 days at the most. That's that we call it sell side due diligence.
Right.
We want to get that third party valuation. We want to get a marketing package that describes the business facts. The financials, the profit and loss statements, the balance sheets, industry statistics, and sometimes pictures.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Strengths and weaknesses, what the competitive landscape is, concentration of their customers, all those questions we ask and want to put into the marketing package.
Yep. Step four, screening prospective buyers. We're going to come back to Matt in a second and talk about Peterson's Landscaping, how you came in right at the end and kind of stole the show and ended up closing on the transaction. You were the perfect buyer. But we're going to screen those prospective buyers, and we look for what? Ready, willing, and most importantly, able to close the transaction.
That's right.
right? We want to talk to the bank president, not the loan officer, if they're getting a loan. We want to know exactly how much money they're comfortable putting in the transaction, all the way down to their credit score. We're going to find out a financial profile before we set up what I call, in the next step, the buyer-seller meetings, which is the next step, the buyer-seller meetings. This is where the magic happens. We're about to cover this in a couple of weeks. You know, that when we pull a seller together, and I think I'm going to bring you in, Matt, right here before we go into to a little bit more at length. When we pull in a seller to meet with a potential buyer, like you met with Joe Peterson, I felt the magic was all over the boardroom. How did you feel about it? Talk to me about that day where you met Joe.
It's absolutely, you know, it's critical for both ways, right? Because you're kind of interviewing each other.
That's right.
Right. You know, in most people that are trying to sell their business, they want to sell it to somebody that they know is going to carry on their legacy.
That's
right?
Correct.
They're really, they drive that home. You know, so on the seller side, or sorry, on the buyer side, you know, we're looking for the same. We're looking for somebody that's going to hand it off in the right way, not just, you know, abandon ship.
That's right.
And I'm out, and
that's right.
It's all you, and good luck.
Yeah,
right?
Couldn't you tell Joe and Coco we're salt of the earth
absolutely.
People that have been building something for 40 years, that were ready to do whatever it took in the transition for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the magic was there.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, we find the magic either happens, right, Jenny?
That's right.
Or it doesn't.
Right.
And if it doesn't, we really didn't do our research on that buyer. If it's not really a semi-fit or a perfect fit, we miss something along the way if it's disastrous in the buyer-seller meeting.
Right.
A lot of other business brokerages and M&A advisor firms simply throw buyers in the boardroom to meet the seller without any kind of due diligence on who they are, their financial profile, if they're highly motivated, can they close the transaction?
Right. Well, and a lot of times we'll bring a couple of buyers, potential buyers, to that table, and one of them will bubble to the top, right? One of them will become more of that that dream team between the two. And so that's, we have our answer then.
Typically we do them Thursday or Friday. We do them at 9 o'clock, 10:30 and 12. And they see each other coming up and down the stairs. So they know there's a competitive landscape going on. Six, entice multiple LOIs, letters of intent to purchase. During that deal, you were the third letter of intent that came in, but I saw you as the most qualified buyer. We'll get to that in a second. But I saw you as the perfect fit and someone that absolutely, if they called their banker, could get it done. So we'll cover that in just a second. But you can't do a deal with one offer.
That's right.
That buyer will just wear us out when they know there's not a competitive landscape. I know I can get a lower price. I know I can get less cash on the table. I know he'll do more seller financing. It's critical that we get two or three horses or buyers, perfect buyers, or ready, what I call ready, willing, and able buyers to bid on that business, right?
Yep, that's right.
I say horses because it's a race to see which buyer is going to be the best. Seven, review all offers with our client. In our firm, it's absolutely critical that we call each buyer in, or we call the seller in. It's absolutely critical that we call the seller in and go over each offer in person. It's so easy to say no to an offer over the phone, with email. It's so easy if you think about it. But and you really can't gauge the interest of the seller. You can't go over the nuances of each offer. In our firm, it's in person. We're going to go over every offer. Sometimes that's not possible, but most of the time we make it possible. We're going to review all the offers with the client, and then we're going to counter on the best offer. We're going to really negotiate like a sales agent would negotiate with an athlete every single time. We're going to drill down on that offer. We're going to look for what we can improve, what we can get to.
Yep.
Step number eight, the due diligence process. You know, due diligence can last 30, 60, 90 days. We tend to try to go around all the landmines in due diligence. I think you do a great job of alerting me to certain things. I think we do a good job of foreseeing what's getting ready to come, because the truth is, if we don't close the transaction, get to the wiring of funds, we have not done our job for our seller.
Right. Well, and we also spend time being that intermediary. We're trying to help our seller not have to disrupt his day-to-day operations.
That's right.
And so by setting up a data room, and then all the information flows through me or you know, whoever in our firm through to the potential buyer, then that helps the seller not have to, you know, be in the middle of all the time.
Right. I think you're a great buffer between the seller and what's going to be seller, buyer, and answering questions, so the seller's not overwhelmed because they have a company to run.
That's right.
All right, step nine, create all legal documents. You know, we've got Steve Clemens. He's our starting pitcher. He's a deal maker, not a deal breaker, and he really does a great job of dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and protecting our clients.
Right.
I think it's super important to protect them from a legal standpoint. We're not lawyers. We're not accountants, right? We negotiate the best deal, and then we get it over to Steve Clemens. Step nine. Step 10, and the last step, is obviously the most exciting, the closing and wiring of funds. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. we just closed the transaction. You're a little lighter in the pockets now. And,
yes.
And
just
then
a little.
And then 10 of us went to Bob's Chop House, and we had an incredible dinner, right?
Yeah, we did.
And that was, you know, we always love to get that bill and thank our clients, the buyers, the sellers, the people that were involved in the transaction. And Joe was there, and Coco, you and your beautiful wife were there. And so before we go into the story of Petersons, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
To book a discovery meeting with Michael and receive a complimentary opinion of value, you can visit us on the web at sellmycompanynow.com. That's sellmycompanynow.com, or call us at 855-637-2020. That's 855-637-2020. Sell your company for maximum value.
Okay, welcome back to the show. So, Matt, I tend to call you Matty Matt when I call you for some reason. Matt on the phone. I mean, is that annoying to you? Should I go back to Matt?
No, it's fine.
Is that a nickname that somebody's called you in the past?
Never.
Matty Matt?
That's unique to you?
Yes. Matty Matt, you just closed on Petersons. We had the celebration dinner. Take us back to when you first met Joe. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit of the magic, so you can cover that briefly. Mm-hmm. How this transaction went with all of the MDR team members, and most importantly, where you see yourself going with your big commercial cleaning company and service conglomerate that you're going to build.
Yeah, sure. So, like I mentioned earlier, the meeting with Joe went extremely well. Again, you're looking as a buyer to interview the seller to see if there's somebody, you know, you can close a transaction with, right?
That's right.
Because just as much can go wrong on both sides, right? So you got to want to make sure that if you're going to start investing the time, the energy, especially with somebody like myself, we already have multiple businesses that we're caretaking, right? So we want to make sure that we're working with somebody that we know is going to get to the closing and you know, finish everything up. But in terms of the interaction with Joe, I mean, that was fantastic. You know, Joe's a great guy, like you said, salt of the earth. And, you know, we connected on so many different levels, right? From that standpoint, you know, our families, our background,
our faith, our
hopes and our dreams of what we were looking to do, what he had originally wanted to do with Petersons and what we were looking to do with it afterwards. And, and definitely I would also say, you know, the focus on the employees, right? The folks that had brought him to where he was. You know, he was really interested in knowing that we were going to continue to caretake for those folks, because we are responsible for them in a lot of different ways.
And he looked at them as family.
Exactly.
Really,
yeah,
like family. Took care of them like family.
Yeah.
So that was a cultural fit for your commercial cleaning company buying Petersons Landscaping, right?
Exactly. So from that standpoint, you know, we're looking at trying to expand all of our service offerings. So we've expanded the commercial janitorial and facility building maintenance business tremendously over the last 3 to 4 years. I mean, we've grown at 4X.
Absolutely.
So from that standpoint, we're looking at this point, what we can do to kind of augment our offerings. What can we add to the building maintenance piece of it, right? We look at it from the standpoint, what, you know, and I think Joe really latched onto this, was we're already doing all that work on the inside of the building. So we're really looking at what can we start to offer on the outside.
That's right.
Right. And when you look at the customer profiles, right, between Petersons and our other main business, there's not a lot of overlap with it. So you get, you kind of get the pickup in terms of brand new customers.
Right.
So you have your existing customers. Now you can offer a new business, a new offering to, a new service offering to. You have all of those other customers that now you can offer, you know, something new to them as well.
And you do commercial cleaning for DART.
Yep.
Municipalities all over Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes.
Yep. So they were asking you for landscaping.
Yeah, they're always looking for, and some of it's, you know, through the bid process, but also we'll ask, you know, they'll ask us for additional work on the outside of buildings all the time. we were already starting to fulfill some of those obligations. So having the full service landscape really just expands what we can do for some of our clients.
Right? Well, as soon as we closed the transaction, you were generous enough to do a video testimonial for us.
Yep.
And we really, really appreciate everything you said. Very, very, very kind words. Let's let's take a moment and watch what Matt has to say about MDR Associates.
With this specific situation, we ended up finding the Petersons Landscaping as an option, right? I reached out to Michael. What's interesting is I was very interested in Petersons based on just the write-up. And I was struggling a little bit at first to see, okay, because we were looking at other landscaping businesses around town and we were actually talking to other brokers. But when I had my first call with Michael, I remember exactly where I was to this minute. I was in one of our vans in a parking lot and he called me and I was about to get out because I had a customer meeting, but I'm like, let me take this call because I really want this guy to talk to me about Petersons. And in about 10 or 15 minutes, we figured out number one, I could definitely work with this guy. Number two, it was like crystal clear exactly what we needed to do in order to try to get into the next step, right? To put an offer in and make sure that, you know, we were a contender here, because Petersons, quite honestly, was a good find. It was a great find. I have experience with three other brokers, and I would say, you know, one of them was good, right? Not as good as Michael was. The other two I would never go back to and talk to again. So from that standpoint, having that comparison, it was, you know, there's no doubt, right, that Michael was the right guy to deal with. He's very responsive. He's got a team around him. So it's not just you're dealing with one person all the time. And he's always available. That was never the issue. But sometimes, you know, if you're looking for financials, well, you know, you got to reach out to somebody else. You got to reach out to Jenny. You know who to work with. I'm a buyer. I'm soon to be a seller. And I'm going to be a buyer again because I love working with Michael and his team at MDR.
Well, Matt, that was fantastic, the way you spoke about not just myself, but the whole all of the MDR team members. We really do try to help not just our seller and really maximize value, but we like to think we're a one-stop shop for buyers as well.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I think the total interaction from day one was incredibly professional, clean. I like your discussion around the people and the processes. And you definitely feel that as a buyer because you're coming in and, you know, I work with a lot of different brokers. You know, some I've actually closed deals with, others, you know, I've just worked with in the past. Definitely the experience that we've had here has been phenomenal.
Right? Yeah. And you actually just retained us to try to find some other service companies. So
exactly.
We're going to go after HVAC companies. So if you're an HVAC company, plumbing company, commercial cleaning company, landscaping company, please hit our website at www.sellmycompanynow.com. Contact us because, Matt, we'll take a look at any company that comes along.
Exactly.
And it's our job now, now that you've retained us on the buy side, to present all of those companies to you, because you're going to tell us, take the last 3 or 4 minutes or 2 to 3 minutes and tell us about your vision for that service conglomerate that you're going to build over the next three, four, 5 years.
Yeah, it's really the idea is kind of a one-stop shop, right, for everything that a building manager or other type of, you know, manager would need for their facilities. So, like I just said, we're already doing the commercial cleaning inside. We also do some facilities maintenance tasks, like handyman type work. All the landscaping outside. But we want to expand absolutely into electrical, plumbing. We want to get into HVAC. Anything else that we can get into that would make sense and allow us to continue to add synergies, but also add, you know, solutions to our customers.
Great. It's a perfect fit. We're the premier service business broker M&A advisory firm. We've sold 17 HVAC companies, plumbing companies, electrical companies. So I really respect what you're doing and can't wait to be a part of it. I'm so glad you retained us to be a part of it. Jenny, any final thoughts before we wrap up this episode?
Well, Matt, I really enjoyed working with you. We were going back and forth a lot trying to get documents and things like that. And you know, I'm glad we can help you and serve you. And we try to do the same thing for all of our clients.
Yeah, I think I really think you're a component. You're a serious, your financial IQ I've never seen in any other human being.
Thank you.
you and Patrick are awesome. We're dear friends of Christy and I. And so we just love working together. But all right. Well, next week, you're going to want to tune in for the next two chapters of the book. The next two chapters of the book are Where the Magic Happens and negotiating the letter of intent. So that's going to be next week. If you're a business owner out there and you're looking at retirement, maybe it's in the next 2, 3, 5 years, you're starting to get that inkling that you might want to slow down and smell the roses. We'd be honored if you'd contact us at the firm at MDR and Associates. So until next week, be blessed. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You can find this podcast on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or Facebook. Until next week, I'm Michael Rubin as your host. Be blessed.
To book a discovery meeting with Michael and receive a complimentary opinion of value, you can visit us on the web at sellmycompanynow.com. That's sellmycompanynow.com, or call us at 855-637-2020. That's 855-637-2020. Sell your company for maximum value.